Okay. All right. Anyway, I just want to read this sefer, and then maybe we'll just discuss it a little bit. It's just a fascinating, it's a very fascinating sefer. I'm not sure I say everything he says is so simple. Maybe we don't agree with something, but it's a very fascinating sefer. It's about, he has Haskama of Chaim Zonneveld. It was printed in Tafresh Pei Zayin, which means in 27. And it's a lot of very fascinating observations about life, many of which modern society does not agree with. And it's very interesting. But okay, so I want to read Piece Ches, and then skip to Yilah. We'll see. I'll read the whole Ches, part of it. Okay, let me read it. I can't read this. I have the original. It's a little easier to read. So, and what page is this? Lamed Gimel. You guys have to suffer with the bad print. I'm sorry. But I might as well enjoy myself. Okay, Akcha v'tzir afanecha et suras ha'noshim shemechavlim es haslachasam. Now I'm going to describe the description of a person who destroys his success. Right? Bailey saying there are certain people that are not successful. Why? Because of themselves. They destroy their own success. Right? This is already being a poetic life, right? You know him. You're next to your neighbor. Okay. He's right here. You know, the world is full of these type of people. What's the reason why there are some people that are successful? Right. Obviously, sometimes it's luck, and sometimes it's siyata d'shmaya, and you can't say. There are people that really should be the most, you know, they would be voted the most likely to succeed, and they don't succeed, and vice versa. So there is, it's not saying that every time, but there is a certain proportion of people who don't succeed because they have this problem, and that's the difference between them and other people do succeed. Okay. So you're going to say a few things. If you look at a person, in Hebrew they call him alo yutzlach. Right? You heard the expression alo yutzlach. The guy doesn't succeed. Okay. Neide lecha. Ki ish azeh yichoser hashana begufo. The person is never at peace with himself. Hamenucho b'nafsho. He doesn't have inner peace. Fitamelush ain't open eye of his man. Nishum dover. He has no time for anything. Fitamelu torid. He's always busy. Buchos mash dipzo. Mumayer. Leis ata. He's always rushing. Tamelu mabin awashon. He's always looking at his watch. Okay, so this first thing is apparently he has no time to focus on any one thing. He's a shatterbrain. Right? He always has to, and it could be very trivial things he has to do. Not that he's busy with important things, it's not a chisaron. If a guy has a lot of very important things to do, then there's nothing wrong with looking at his watch and being rushing because I got a million things to do which are very important. I got to catch a plane, so of course you look at your watch. But there are people that they really have nothing to do. We're talking about a guy who's not a very big matzliach, but he keeps himself busy with silly things.
I'm saying he can't prioritize?
Yeah, I mean, more than yes, okay. He everything that happens is a right, it's on his mind, and so he can't focus. He's right, okay, he can't prioritize, he can't focus. He's always pulled. Oh, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to call him, I have to go to my friend, I have to play, you know. Okay, so that itself is a problem. Okay. Now, I'm not sure why, if these are all different problems or are they connect together. I'm not sure. So let's see. Okay. Chol ma'asev is varav hemisfakis. Okay, this is the main point they talk about. He's always unsure of himself. If you ask him something, he won't give you a definitive answer. He's not clear to determine him. Right? He's indecisive. He never knows what's the right thing to do. And therefore, guess what? He does nothing. Right? He's always going to ask advice, which sounds like a good thing, but it's really a bad thing. Because it's a bad thing because he's going to ask advice, not because it's really a good suffix. There's no suffix. The guy who asks for advice when there's a real suffix is great. But a guy who's always asking for advice about every little thing, it means he can't decide. And because he can't decide, even after he gets the advice, he won't do anything. Because maybe, yeah, maybe not, you know. And even after he asks advice, then he comes up with another svara, why it's not good. Okay, so this seems to be a second problem, is that he is indecisive, unsure of himself. Okay. Because takmas imo bizvarim, if you talk to him, tishmam imanu, sheyesh lo sak male avalos awan chesivo. This sounds like his main point. I don't know. Again, I have to see why they're all connected. He has a taina on the whole world. The whole world is guilty. He has a sack full of tainas on the whole world. When you're with this person, you do not, it's very, just, you know, very unenjoyable to be with him. The marshal, for example, if you're sad about something, you're sad, what about me? So he'll outbeat you. He'll add sadness to your sadness. If you're happy, you're happy, so he's like a, you know, someone to ruin your happiness. What are you happy about? My life is so miserable. And if you decide, okay, oh yeah, you're right, you really have a miserable life, you know what, I'm going to help you out. Yeah, of course you're going to help me out. I deserve to be helped out. He demands from you for Rachmanis. The Yerzim Chotov is Rabos, and it's coming to him that you should help him. So you got to give him Staka. And therefore he doesn't thank you. You know, of course you're going to help me. I have such a miserable life. Of course you got to help me. Okay. You always hear his stories. Lo aolos al mazara, how he has such bad luck. Aolos eisvazman, how the world, every time things always go bad for him. Not his fault, of course. It's just bad luck. Al gashamim, he started to rain. Bakor, it was cold. Bachoim, or hot. Al maizah shabukash toivet melshar duav rabat zazos. Make sure people didn't help him out. People stabbed him in the back. Ula doino, I know what that means. He also talks about how he can't do anything. He has, I'm not successful. I just can't do it. It's not my fault that I can't do it. I don't have the talent. There's nothing I can do in life. Right? It's a very interesting thing. No? First, they said that he demands staka because I'm the tzaddik hador. You know, I demand coming to me. And now he says that I'm the greatest failure. I can't do anything. Right? Sounds a little bit like a stira, no? But it's not a stira. Why is it not a stira? No, there's another reason. It's not a stira. It's not even a stira. It's not even people are stiras.
Who's hiding behind it?
Right, because if I can't do anything, then I'm the greatest. Right, it's not my fault. It's not my fault that I'm a poor guy. I have no success. It's not my fault. I'm a square peg in a what?
Round hole.
You know, the whole world is one way. I was created differently. I can't. This world is not for me. It's not my fault. That's the way I was created. Sorry, I can't do it. I can't function. I can't function in this world. I'm really a tzaddik. I'm really a great person. And Mameda, of course, you should help me. You know, I'm such a Rachmanis case. And the most needy Rachmanis case in the world who deserves it. And I do everything. I try everything and I can't succeed. It's impossible for me to succeed. because it's not my fault, because I just wasn't given any skill to the world, because I'm a different type of person. And, you know, so that's a little bit of, there's a little gaiva in there. You know, it's a little bit of gaiva, because you're basically not taking any responsibility for any of your failures. You know, I don't succeed. It's not my fault. It's because I had bad luck and bad weather, and this guy stabbed me in the back, and, you know, it's just not really my fault. Okay. I can't do anything. Okay. Okay, let's stop here. Okay, but let's keep on reading a bit. So these thoughts are self-fulfilling prophecies. Ki har goshaz lo gafi apitiyah. In other words, when he keeps on telling himself that I can't do anything, he convinces himself he can't do anything. So, mimeila, he's not successful in doing anything. Because how can he be successful when he told himself he can't succeed? Right? Yeah, you got that? So, even if he tries something, he won't succeed, because he already, before he tried, he convinced himself he can't succeed. Even if he didn't really have a problem, but through his thoughts, right? This is very beautiful. You know, since he always tells himself, I can't, so he really can't. He really can't succeed. Hanikra, what's that word? Invalid, I think. Invalid, I don't know. Okay. Let's skip to Yud Aleph. You're going to be a little bit clearer in Yud Aleph again. Simone Shobale Amachave Hatzlacha. The signs of a person who destroys his own success. Husha Ish Azeh Medaber Tomei Michal Shaso. He always talks about his inabilities. V'oimer Tomei. And he always speaks. Sheino Atzlacha. He always speaks about how he can't succeed, but he doesn't succeed. Veiko Amoda Rikladeva. He always talks about how I work so hard and I don't get anywhere. Vukhodesh. I have so many physical problems. Vukhoida. Oh, yeah, and I'm sick. You know, I'm so sick. Well, I don't know, what's it called? There are people. Now, some people really are sick. He also is only focusing himself. Right? That goes together, by the way. In other words, he looks at the whole world all from the perspective. See, when a person feels that he's in that he is the most tortured person in the world, so then nobody else in the world counts, because I'm the, you know, everybody in the world has got to deal with my problem. I have such an amazing problem. I remember many, many years ago, there was a guy in the yeshiva, I think he called like Rabbi Sharfman like at 3 o'clock in the morning for some silly thing. You know. So Rabbi Sharfman said, Shad, that guy is so self-centered with his problem, he doesn't dare that at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, like, I'm waking you up, like, you know, just thinking about himself. He had a problem, so he didn't have to think about your feelings. I don't think about your feelings. I'm thinking about my feelings. I read a story yesterday. I said it was a true story. And someone came knocking on Rabbi Yosha's door about 2 o'clock in the morning to ask him what he should name his baby. What name? The boy. For the boy, what should he name him? The boy, what should he name him? Different boys' names. So, right. So Rabbi Yosha with great patience. He answered, okay, the other thing, the guy. Okay, the wisdom world, he has to know, okay. After they go through different possibilities, what should name him? He says, you know, because I got my uncle, my aunt, you know, says, and what if it's a girl? Right. What you know, they were born yet. We had to wake up Rabbi Yosha at 2 o'clock in the morning to ask him, You know, but that's how some people are. That's being very self-centered. Okay. Talmud Medabre Atzadat. He only talks about himself. Vishar Kol Bria Masayim Heim Hev with something. No one. What do I care about anyone else? Ve'ein Lo Shum Chashivat Adaren. They're not important. For Medabre Rak Mi Ma'isav. He only talks about himself. V'Divura V'Chidushim Nesayino says, I did this and I had this brilliant invention. Of course, it didn't work. Ve'ein Lo Mafchen Shadiburim Ba'al. Okay, now here, let's read this carefully. Ve'ein Lo Mafchen. He doesn't realize that the words themselves, that he says, his words are what's destroying him. In his own words, are causing him to be depressed. There's two things. His words cause him to be unsuccessful, and his words cause him to be unhappy. He doesn't understand. Because his words affect him. He's the most mushma from what he says. So his words make that even though he doesn't have talent, his words stop his talents from coming out. The words convince the brain. When a person thinks, that's what he is, right? Whatever, what's the expression? I forgot the expression. There's some expression.
This probably works the opposite way too.
Yeah, okay.
If somebody thinks that he's able to accomplish more.
Oh, right, for sure, right. He's saying whatever you think, perception becomes reality. Right, that's the exception, but it's only about yourself. Can I hear what he says? Ki afila ma'odam misaper eis a sheker. Even if you know it's not true, you say a lie. Shu ba'atzma yodeh shu sheker muchlet. I know it's totally not true. Shechoizer nisapro, but if you say it a few times, Palm days, Gimel Bedawin, Adju Atzma Mamin Shadarubamis Efsher. Yeah, radical Kiddush in Musar. I can say a schmooze on that. Nope, but he says it perfect. I know a lie. I have a lie. And I go ahead and I say it, right? I want to go ahead and collect tzedakah. So I go ahead and I make up a baloney story that I know is not true, that I was hit by a car. And that's why I have trouble walking. You know, so I make a false limp, and I tell people, oh, I was hit by a car. Now, I know it's not true. I was never hit by a car. I go around collecting for a while, and I tell everyone this story about I was hit by a car. I can't walk. It hurts every time I walk. Oh, my foot is so painful. Oh. So I tell it a few times. Shuhu atzmo mamish adaru emes efsher. It gets to the point where, okay, he's not 100% going to swear by it, but he already believes it to a certain extent. Right? That's not a shmooz. Right? And then he says, V'alderek zeh hu o'isha zeh. So it's his mouth. That's even if the guy knows for sure it's not true. But this guy doesn't know for sure it's not true. He actually believes it. Sha'av o'isha tzaras alonu be'emes o'hayelo. Even though he really did not have these problems. Bargoshim, well, they really didn't happen to him. Life really was not so bad to him. But his speech brought it on himself. Through the imagination, which is false. Hanikra, I can't read, I don't know what language we're talking here, so I don't know. In the link again, okay. So he believes that it's true. So now he's really in a bad situation because he convinced himself that he can't do anything, and he convinced himself that life is terrible, and he convinced himself that no one likes me, and he convinced himself that I can never get married because no one will ever want me, etc., etc. Rachmanitzan. Because he's bringing on himself for no reason always problems. Okay. Ain't no my minishum adam al tsaraso. She be amas called Rav Zavaima Mitzchila Bakov Dim Yaino. I'm not sure what he means. He doesn't mean, well, you shouldn't believe people because it always probably really start with his own imagination. Okay, I can't read the rest, so we clear. So he's saying an amazing thing, you know? Amazing thing. That a person that feels that he can't succeed, and he tells people that, especially, I can't, right? How, that's such a common expression. I can't, right? Person gets tired. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. That is the worst thing to say, even though some people, including myself sometimes, say it 25 times a day. I just can't do it anymore. I can't take it. It's too hard. Right? Because every time you say that, you knock it into your head. And you're self-fulfilling prophecy. Right? You're supposed to say just the opposite. Right?
The story of the little engine that could.
I can. Right? I can do it. Of course I can do it. Right? So what it's saying here is an amazing hashgafa, that when you think that a person becomes whatever, now obviously sometimes there's exceptions to the rule, sometimes there's hashgacha pratis, sometimes, you know, we do believe life is somewhat hashgacha pratis. But he's saying here that sometimes it's, you know, like in other words, if a guy goes in and commits suicide, even that's hashgacha pratis, but still, it's a certain sense he brought it to himself, right? He can't go ahead and, you know, excuse his coming suicide because it was hashgacha pratis. You know, maybe it was decreed that you will die after you committed suicide, but you committed suicide. Right? So this guy is committing suicide in his life. That's what he's saying. When the guy goes around and constantly walks around with the attitude, I can't, I'm a failure, I don't have a brain, I don't have a talent, people don't like me, I don't have self-control. You want me not to do Averis? I can't control myself. You want me to get up for a minion? I can't get up for a minion. It's too hard. I can't. I tried getting up for a minion, I can't. Right? So once, the more you tell yourself that, it becomes, yeah, you can't. Right? And if it's this person, it's about everything in life. Some people do it just about minion or about controlling themselves not to do an Avera or going on a diet or not speaking Lashon Hara or whatever it is. I can't. But other people do it about everything in life. You know, I can't succeed. And he's saying here that you're creating especially when you verbalize it, which is the worst thing. You know, to think it is bad enough, but verbalizing it is creating that it's just, your mom is killing yourself. And you're saying the other way around too, is that what we have to do, obviously, is the opposite. Is we have to go ahead and say we can't.
But you can't expect, though, every time that you're going to get it done, because you get depressed that way too. I mean, if you make your expectations, okay. you think I can, and you expect it to happen.
So you don't have to say, I can at this second, but I can in the eventually. Right? In other words, life is not about doing it at this second. Life is about eventually getting to the finish line. Life is about eventually making it to the top of the mountain. We don't expect a person in one mighty leap to jump from the bottom of the mountain to the top of the mountain. But to believe that eventually I can get there. Now, the problem is, this is a problem. I thought I brought a safer. I don't see it. So I guess I didn't bring it. What? No. I just thought I brought it, but I didn't bring it. The problem is, I guess I forgot it.
Is it on the paper?
No, not the just skinny safer. The problem is, how can you go ahead and tell yourself, okay, there's one thing you see from here for sure, that it's very unhealthy to have a negative self-image, and it's very unhealthy to say I can't, and it's very unhealthy to say that I have bad luck, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But how do you do the other way without being, you know, it's not realistic, you're going to lie to yourself, I can't. What do you mean you can't? Hey, Chitaisi, I can't. You know, so the answer is that at least there are certain things that we really could say you can. For example, you're a guy's in yeshiva. Now, the go in yeshiva, now if you're going to say, I'm going to become the God Adar, that I don't know if you can honestly say, I can. I don't know. Maybe you can, but you know, that's rough. But you can definitely say, I can become a good, God's fine at Talmud Chacham. How do we know you can say that? Shmooze. What's the? Because it's all right. Because I'll say so. You got the lomot sasa al tamin. Right. Everyone knows that Gemara. You got the lomot sasa al tamin. Right. It's a fairish Gemara that it's impossible that a guy should work and not succeed. Right. That famous. I thought I brought in the Medrash Tanchuma, but I guess maybe I did. Maybe it's I left it somewhere. That there's a famous Medrash Tanchuma. The Shiva always quoted about Eliyahu Navi with the fisherman. Right? People know the Eliyahu on the end of Devarim. Eliyahu Navi meets his fisherman. The fisherman starts to curse Eliyahu Navi out because non-religious people or from people don't like from people because they make them feel bad. So Eliyahu Navi asked him, what are you going to say when you get to Shemayim and they're going to ask you, how come you didn't learn Torah? And what did the fisherman say? What? Because I can't, right? Because I don't have a brain. Because I was born dumb. So what do you want from me? I wasn't born with a head for learning. I don't have a head for learning. So the Eliyahu Navi asked him, "What? How do you go fishing? And how?" And he told, "You know, and who taught you? How did you know how to make the nets and catch the fish? You know, every umnis has a lot of chokhmah to it." He said, "Do that. I have a skill for." So Yonah told him, "If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a skill to be a fisherman, Kavachomer, he gave you the skill to be a Talmud Chacham." So that means that everybody has the ability. And at the end, say, "No, I mean, a fisherman is one skill. I'm good at, you know, I'm good at being making shtenders, but I'm not good at learning Gemara, right? That's one thing, that's the other." But Yonah, he said, "It's not true. It's a Kavachomer." Because Torah, Hashem gives everybody the skill to succeed in Torah. Okay, I don't know, you know, maybe there are certain people that, you know, that guy's mentally, you know, it's a shaita. You know, I don't know what that would get there would be. But a normal person who's bar das, bar chiyuv. So everyone has the ability. That's what the Medrash says. So it means that a person, every person, we have to believe that every person has the ability to be a Talmud Chacham. We also believe that everybody can succeed in our Bat Zaira. Why can everyone succeed in our Bat Zaira? Because basically, the success in our Bat Zaira is really not, we don't believe that you succeed in our Bat Zaira because you're so charismatic. We don't really believe that that's what makes the great success in our Bat Zaira. What's the great success in our Bat Zaira? Taira. What?
Taira.
I think I say from Taira. Right. In other words, the line that the Rashiva used to always say is that a Jewish neshama is waiting. Right. That's the line. They're waiting for you. Right. They're waiting for us. Right. That was this famous line the Rashiva said. Everyone makes fun of it, but it's a very important line because when you go with the attitude that they're waiting for us, then for sure I'm going to succeed. The waiting for us means that his neshama wants it. So I'm selling the greatest product. I'm selling a product that's guaranteed that people are going to want because his neshama is dying of starvation if he wants Torah. So, right, so if I know that I'm a salesman, so if I'm knocking at the door, I'm a salesman, I'm selling some junky product that, you know, no one really wants, so then I don't feel confident. But if I know that I'm selling the world's greatest thing that everyone's going to jump over, just had to give a little demonstration, then I have confidence. So the Rashiva is always that they're waiting for us gives you a tremendous confidence. Because it's not me. I don't have to be charismatic. They're waiting for me. I'm just selling Torah. Right? So what we all that the most, obviously being charismatic is a nice thing too, but the ikar is the Torah sells itself. Also sincerity. Right. And someone else said, you know, siyata d'shmaya. Right? Someone said that. I don't remember who said that. Right? You said that? Someone said that. And it's that we believe that if you get that Hashem helps, you know, you get the siyata d'shmaya. Now, if you want to be really a real Chofetz Chaim brainwashed person, you get also the zchus of Rav David. Shiva once said, he said more than once, he used to say many times, that Rav Moshe told him that, he was sure he used to like to say it, because that was, you know, a little bit of an honor. You know, anyway, he said, Rav Moshe told him that the reason why you're so successful is because it's zchus of your father. Your father's chus, and he was died basically. David basically died trying to spread Torah. It's a tremendous chus. So that chus gives, you know, goes over to his children. So Rashiva said that he doesn't think it meant it's dafka because it has to be your children. If it's anyone who is trying to teach to continue the spreading what Rav David started, it gets from Moshe. That's what Moshe said. You get that chus because your Rav David is. It's close to help spread what he started. So he said it would go, he said, refresh. He said here in Miami, talking to the guys at the Miami gets that close. Anyone that's used to trying to spread, so to speak, Rav David's Torah, which wasn't just Rav David's Torah, he didn't make it up, but he was in that chain, so gets that close. So he gets the close to the out there and the close to Chofetz Chaim, you know, gets close of everyone. Okay, anyway, so there is a concept that we believe that we can definitely be successful. Not because we're Bawe Gaivas, that I'm the most brilliant guy in the world. And not because we're Bawe Gaivas, that, oh, I'm so charismatic and I can go ahead. But because we're selling the best merchandise. We have Siyata Deshmaya, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hopefully, you know, we're fighting, we're working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. We have skus avis behind us. So b'meida, there's a tremendous confidence, right? And for sure in learning, you got the v'loma tzosa al tamin. It's almost an impossibility. So the more you tell yourself that, okay, in business, I don't know if you can say for sure, I'm guaranteed I'm going to succeed in making $1 million. Right? It doesn't say anywhere, you got the v'loma make money al tamin. So I don't know if you can say that with the same guaranteed. I'm definitely going to succeed to make $1 million. But in Torah, there's a beferish haftachas that you're guaranteed to succeed. So what comes out, that a guy, you got to go, and you got to tell yourself, I can, right? And then, according to what he's saying here, the more you tell yourself you can, the more you'll be successful. Because right, and saying it, because the words, you know, it's not in the, I was just thinking it for sure, but he's saying it, that's what he said, this big chiddush, that when you say it, the words are mashpia on yourself. I can become a Talmid Chacham. I can become a Talmid Chacham. Right? You know, there's a, you know, that story with Rav Gifter, right? Everyone knows this famous story with Rav Gifter, right? With the picture. Right? Yeah, the pictures of Gedolim, and okay, this is where. I'm going to be over there. It's a little strange story, but it's still, that is a very powerful story. Now, that a person can, if you believe in yourself, then you go places. Okay. So anyway, that's, I think that was the main point I wanted him. The other thing he does say, which I don't know how it connects, is a person about not being, you know, the being not focusing. I don't know if that's the same. How does that fit into the same midah? I'm not really sure. See, the thing that I feel I can't succeed, and I feel the whole world, I feel the whole world is out against me, and therefore I become totally self-centered, because I only care about myself, because I'm in such pain. That all goes together, and I feel a certain gaiva. But I don't know how it connects to that he can't. Maybe I don't know.
Like any little thing I have to do is like a huge big ASAP now, because, you know, if I have to go make a phone call, that's like that's the most important phone call in the world. I have to.
Maybe because he's, because he's so self-centered in himself, So everything, I have to do laundry, I have to make a phone call, I have to do this. I got so many things to do today, I can't believe it. I got to do laundry, I got to do this, I got to do that, you know. Rabbi Nachman seems to have a lot of things to do, and he doesn't seem, you know, we have a dinner in how many weeks? 2 weeks, 3 weeks? And they're still short $1 million. I don't think I asked him today, $1 million short, okay. You know, all right, anyway, he's still pretty relaxed. Okay, but that is, Rabbi Nachman is a very, very good Musar Haskel of that other midah. I really don't see the connection so well, but okay, maybe. That's about being able to do 50 things and not being, and not being for tumult, and they're not being distracted. Okay, anyway, so that's what he says. And his other thing, he says also, is that not, sometimes we think people who ask questions and everything is a mitzvah. He's saying that asking too many questions is a chisaret. It's an interesting thing too, because it shows lack of, it breeds a mitzvah of lack of certainty. And when you're unsure of yourself, then you also can't function. Person has to know, in order to be driven, you have to know clearly what you have to do. You have to know clearly. And when you're unsure, I'm not sure what's right. Should I be in yeshiva or should I be getting a job? Should I, what I should be doing in life? So you're not really sure, so you can't put all your energy in. Should I get married or should I stay? Should I not get married? Should I go for my master's or should I stay with a B? Should I go into this field? Should I buy this house or should I buy that house? And should I? So you can't put, he's saying it's a very unhealthy thing. So too much clearing, which some people accuse people from Chafetz Chaim of, is very unhealthy. Right? That also he said here.
But which way is better? To err on the side of caution? Which way?
Don't err. No, I'm serious. I don't like that question. Because then you say, this is better, so okay, I'll do it this way. They're both no good. Person who makes decisions, important decisions, only makes the wrong decisions are bad. But a person who can't make it, who doesn't have strength of confidence in decisions, will not have a, I mean, it sounds like a little different point, but also it's a little different. But he can't put his energy into anything because he's not sure that it's right. So, in other words, even though we very often tell people, when you come to yeshiva, take a year at a time, don't make a decision, you know. You don't have to sign up for 15 years, just take a year at a time. But there's a certain negative to that, because that means you're not really committed. You don't have to put all, it's, you don't have to put everything I got. There's a certain mitzvah of making a commitment. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to give out my energy. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay. All right. That's it. Shikayach.